Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Crystal Quest Show with John Dennis Gilbert and Happy Hara on HealthyLife.net, positive talk radio, where we explore crystal energy, astrology, earth mysteries, metaphysics, ancient cultures, and spirituality. I am your co-host, Happy, and I'm here with our other co-host, John Dennis. Over the years, John Dennis and I have been exploring the mystery surrounding the Chintamani crystal, which is the ancient wish-fulfilling gem in Hindu and Buddhist traditions. We wrote a book about the Chintamani, and during the process of writing the book, it seemed like the more we learned about the more mysterious and less, tangible the wish-fulfilling gem became. Like, I felt like the more we learned about it, the less we knew about it. And at a certain point, it looked like the essence of the Chintamani seemed like we were cracking into the code of creation itself. We even titled our book The Chintamani Crystal Matrix because we felt the Chintamani was in some way connected to the matrix of life. People ask me about the title of the book all the time and what the Chintamani is, and I find it hard to define in a simple way. I also get asked whether the Chintamani is real or just something in the mind. So, John Dennis, you researched the meaning of the word pretty deeply when we were writing the book. What do you think the Chintamani is?
Well, I mean, the one that everybody uses, so we have to use that translation because it's out there, is wish-fulfilling. So it's immediately connected to intentionality, you know, just right off the bat. But in this case, the whole tradition is about intentionality used for the good of as many people as possible. And you know, and the myth is if you use it badly, it ends badly for you. The other way of saying it is that it could be translated as the mind gem, you know, so that it actually operates from the mind, first.
So when we were writing the book, you know, we were exploring crystals from a lot of different angles. You know, like, we were looking at, like, actual tangible, really famous gems in the world and looking at, like say, crystal myths from different cultures. I remember there was the Simon Tonka crystal that seemed like some sort of really powerful ruby crystal. And, you know, we were even talking about famous gems like the Hope Diamond. What do you think about that? Do you think that the Chintamani is, like, tangibly real, or is it not real, or is it both?
I think we kind of came to that it was both, but it required us to have some kind of finding of something and discover it in our minds and sort of, it was like partly finding it in your mind stream and creating it. There was, like, that, you know, part of it. So it was the two together to create an intentionality.
So we're kind of getting into, you know, sometimes when people talk to me about this, and like, well, they kind of want to pin me down, like, well, is it real or not? And I kind of got into that same, I probably convey that in a way to them too, is that it can be both. So sometimes when I'm tuning into the essence of crystals, it could be in my hand, but at some point, I can even just put the crystal down and just tune into it. And I'm always trying to teach people this. Like, you don't actually need to have the crystal with you. You know, when I was connecting with the Hope Diamond years ago, I made the connection, and I can bring it up into my consciousness and inside of myself anytime I want to now. Or like when I am a deeper meditative state. And I don't really need to ever be tangibly in its presence ever again, and I actually never actually touched it. I, you know, it's housed in the Smithsonian. They don't let you touch it. But So I'm always kind of trying to teach people that, like sometimes you can just bring the energy right into, like into your heart or into your body. So there's a book that John Dennis and I have been reading. It's called Ethereal Crystal Healing. It's a new book by an author named Marie Delanota. And when I first got this book, I thought it was, you know, going to be a little bit more about, you know, she's just describing like a series of crystals with, you know, like spiritual properties. And then when I started reading the book, I was quite surprised to see like she was really getting much more into like really what the real essence of ethereal crystals are. And it's like not really about tangibly holding them or tangibly collecting them, but really tuning into the essence of the crystals. And I thought, well, this is getting into the themes of what we were exploring in the Chintamani Crystal Matrix. So we have with us today the author of this book, Marie Delanota, who's explored the mysteries of ethereal crystals. She is an ethereal crystal master teacher, chakra and aura healer. She's also a Reiki grandmaster, a past life regressionist, psychic, and transformational leader with more than 20 years of experience. We are very happy to have her with us today. Marie, welcome to the Crystal Quest Show.
Hi, Happy and John Dennis. It's absolutely wonderful being here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you know, we're very happy to have you here because, you know, your book touches, you know, more than touches on a topic that I feel like John Dennis and I have been kind of obsessively, you know, studying for years. And so I would love to get your definition of, like, you know, what is an ethereal crystal? You know, what is your book about?
Well, we're at that time where we are really ready as humanity, as humans, to move from the physical world back to the vibrational world. The vibrational world is the core of who we are. And now that our consciousness has grown and our awareness has expanded enough, we are ready to understand those ethereal crystals and understand that we're going back to the core of our existence, the source, which is vibration. Because before you can create anything physical, you need to have certain vibration. And that's what ethereal crystals are. We're going back to, how would I say, we create the physical world, we manifest in our physical world by working with vibration, by tuning in into specific vibrations of certain crystals, and we draw them in, and then that vibration of that specific crystal that has specific properties will, how would I say, change, transform the vibration, transform the energy. And then because we create a new energy, we will have a new physical outcome. Because the physical world is simply a mirror, a manifestation of the vibration where we started. So when we work with that vibration of the crystals, we can really create a beautiful new physical world.
Yeah, that's a good description. So when you work with, like, say, crystal energy, do you work with actual tangible crystals or not?
No, I always work with the ethereal crystals. So ethereal just with purely the vibration of it. And you explained it, our work is very much aligned because you explained it so beautifully just before I started talking, is that everything happens with the intention. The intention creates the vibration creates the energy, and it's the energy that determines the physical outcome. So I don't work with the physical crystals. I purely draw in the vibration of the crystal. And it has beautiful magical powers, and it eventually manifests in what we want.
Yeah. So, you know, I noticed that you are like a you're do chakra and aura healing. You're a Reiki grandmaster. So you've been working a lot with energy healing, and that you're also an ethereal crystal master teacher. So how do you teach ethereal crystal healing or work to others, especially like say if the student is not well versed in crystal energy? How do you teach them how to connect with that crystal?
Well, it really is a process, because I have also noticed that when people have enough expanded consciousness, they find their way to me, and it means they are ready to understand those ethereal crystals. So, you know, because the physical crystals really are the old consciousness, where we needed them in a physical form because we weren't ready to understand anything else, but we've really expanded, you know. But now there's ethereal crystals, and people have their consciousness, their awareness, that's expanded enough, and they've come into that new consciousness of the ethereal crystals, of going beyond anything we've experienced before, really breaking out that glass ceiling of the physical world. Then they find their way to me, and then they are on enough, how would I say, level, that sounds so physical again, I don't mean it that way, but I mean in an open awareness to understand that everything in the physical world started with intention and vibration first. And then it's especially just practice on and meditation, and they come to the classes that they are ready for, and they build from there. Whether they have to start with connecting with crossover souls with my mediumship course, and then they really learn, wow, you know, to go beyond the boundaries of the physical world, and then they read up about the ethereal crystals, and they wonder, oh, wow, what's this? And then they come into that course. So it's a real, again, of whatever you're ready for comes onto your path, and that's how they find their way to me.
You know, just to kind of give you a little experience that I had not too long ago, and I've had this experience with, well, I mean, you're calling them ethereal crystals. I've never used that word before, but I might start using it because I kind of like this term. But I've had these experiences happen a few times where I'll be in meditation or trying to send healing to others or whatever, and all of a sudden, like, a magic crystal will appear, okay? And it's like it's more beautiful and radiant and energetic and alive than really any other crystal I have ever encountered. Because I love crystals. I collect them. But then there's these more mystical crystals that are not tangible. And so even before I read your book, I had this experience, and it was fairly recently, where there is this challenging little group of people having some family issues, some healing crisis issues, and I was, you know, just sending them prayers and some you know energy, because you know I practice Reiki as well, so I was sending this to them, and this really incredibly high vibration emerald energy came in, like this emerald showed up, and then it split itself into three smaller emeralds and put itself into the hearts of each of the people involved in this little scenario, and then the emerald was kind of radiating up above their heads, and then it's sending out this green light and encasing them in green light, and I mean, I didn't even feel like I was visualizing this. I felt like I was watching this unfold and happen. I just didn't feel like I was visualizing it. I was just trying to intend for this to happen. It just like was a rising spontaneously, and I was just amazed at what I was looking at. And I afterwards I was like so kind of enthralled by it. I thought, wow, I'd be surprised if something positive didn't happen from that scenario. And I was just kind of wondering if this is similar to any experiences you have.
Yeah, that's exactly how it came into my awareness, because it's over 10 years ago, if not 12 now, when the ethereal crystals were presented to me by my guides. And I was just giving a one-on-one aura chakra reading and healing. And I normally don't work with physical crystals, but I could feel this lady needed certain crystals. I can't remember which crystals they were, but I took some crystals and I asked her to hold them. Now, in that moment that I was fully tuned into her energy and doing my work, it came to me to imagine the crystal inside her heart. And I remember thinking, where did that come from? Well, I knew where it came from, of course, my guides. But you do, as you know, you just do this work so spontaneously. It just happens and you're watching it. I was like, oh, I've never heard of that before. So let's just try it. And I imagined, but imagine is more like by intention, I was guiding the energy of that crystal into her heart. And as that energy reached her heart, it just like radiated out this incredible vibration. And I was blown away by it because she even said, oh, I can feel that. And I didn't even tell her what I did, but she said, I can feel it in my heart. So the power and the level of, how would I say, it's beyond the physical world of what the vibration is like of those ethereal crystals, that they have so much more they can do because it's not physical. See, the physical crystals, you know, the second we take them out of Mother Earth, they change vibration because of the machinery, because of the sun's UV rays, because of humans touching them, because of transportation. So these physical crystals, even though they are so valuable, and I love them, but they really change in vibration. So where an ethereal crystal, when we draw it in with the intention of exactly why we need it, what it is we want to heal, what it is we need, the universe provides, and then we place it in the exact place where we need it, and it is so, so powerful. And that's the new consciousness, directly placing that high vibration of that crystal where we need it. It affects the vibration, it creates new energy, and when there's new energy, we create new physical results.
Yeah, and I have noticed in my experiences with, like, say, the ethereal realm of crystals, that they really do have a different energy, I don't know what to call it, amplitude than physical crystals. They seem like almost softer in nature and more maybe a little bit more malleable. Like they seem really alive. I mean, not that the physical ones don't seem alive, but these other ones seem even more alive. And I don't know what to call the energy. I don't know whether to call it plasma, but it's something a little bit more malleable. Like it could shift or transform, you know. And it's like almost more accessible energetically. I kind of noticed that with their energy. You know, like when you touch an actual gemstone, it has a very hard surface. These other energy ones, they don't seem like that. They don't seem hard to me. So, you know, that probably makes them even more accessible in some ways. Now, in your book, I was very interested. I almost felt like when I got your book, I tend to like leaf through books really fast when I first get them. But I open the book and immediately go to the page where there is some color photos in the middle of the book, and it's like you're doing like, it almost looks like aura photography on certain crystals. There's like five of them, and you're calling it biofield imaging. And I found this part really interesting. I'd love to know more about biofield imaging and how you're using it.
Yeah, that is, I put the intention out in the universe because I wanted images in the book that also showed the vibration of crystals to really show people how everything physical in their world vibrates. And I know we've heard of this aura photography and everything, but I was like, no, it wasn't correct, it wasn't right. And I really put it out there, who can I get to those images that show that the crystal vibrates, even though it's not an ethereal crystal, but it's the first step towards understanding ethereal crystals. You know, their energy, they vibrate, they affect, and they create. And then, of course, the answer did come to me. It took a few months, but I was at a fair in Galway here in Ireland, and I was like, what are the odds, you know? And so this is a lady who does that type of work, who takes images with special software she created of objects, of people's auras, to really see the vibration and where it needs healing. So it gives us more information. And that's where I've got
Marie,
beautiful images.
So, Marie, you know, this is a really interesting topic, and I want to continue to pick it up after the commercial break. We need a break right now, but I don't want us to cut this short, so we'll just continue talking about this after the break. Here with our special guest, Marie Delanote, author of Ethereal Crystal Healing. You are listening to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we're here with our special guest today, Marie Delanota, and she is talking about her book, Ethereal Crystal Healing, and really her entire journey. And because we probably rushed towards the end of that last segment, Marie, I'd like you to, if you haven't lost your train of thought, pick up more about the biofield imaging that you were discussing, and then, add anything you need to add on that.
Yes. Well, as it was impossible to share, well, never say impossible, hopefully it will be, we'll find a way one day, to share images of the actual ethereal crystal energy as they are a vibration, and they come from a different dimension, I wanted to find a different way of at least showing people how the physical world vibrates, how those crystals vibrate. And that's how the universe brought me to this lady in the UK who actually developed a certain software to photograph the vibration of a crystal. And so depending on the colors, it has a different meaning. So, and that's why I found it very important I could put those images in the book, so people kind of, if they are new to crystals, and people evolve so fast, so maybe they're new, but they're going to evolve and understand the ethereal crystals so quickly that they see immediately everything vibrates. And that's the key thing about those ethereal crystals, is you need to understand that it starts with vibration.
Actually, it was really quite helpful to see, and I do think we need that ability to visualize things, because especially when you see it, it goes in faster than an explanation does of what's going on. What I'd like to do next is, time goes so quickly when we have these conversations. I would like you to just tell us about your website, because you have a number of books and services and courses and things, and I want people that are interested in following up to be able to get in touch with you or follow your work.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you. My website is my name, mariedelanota.net, and I have really become a teacher to the healers, but not even if people think they're not a healer, people who are on their development journey, who want to learn for themselves, or people who know I'm a healer, I want to learn more so I can offer more to others. So whether that's mediumship or past life regressionist, if you want to become a past life regressionist to learn more about the ethereal crystals, working with my ethereal crystal oracle cards, so really work with them so you can, that they're like a helping method to work with the ethereal crystals. So there is something for everyone, really. And then I also offer my one-on-one sessions where I go really deep and reconnect with the soul. So we go and heal mother lineage karma, father lineage karma, to really also soul group karma. I've had people coming for twin flame release. So anything like that we work on in one-on-one sessions to release those emotions, because when you release that energy, those vibrations, it kind of, it's like peeling off the onion, isn't it? So it becomes more and more clear and easier who you are, who to connect with, what to do next, and relationships become easier. The right people find you. It's the real peeling of an onion, and we work on that in the one-on-one sessions.
Wonderful. That's very helpful, and I encourage our audience to definitely go to your website and see all the things that are there. It's really quite extensive. I wanted to kind of thank you. After I read the book, I had this realization, because back in the day, my teacher, Master Chuan, had been to, it was really quite an amazing tantric Buddhist healer and master. And he had a vision of a giant quartz crystal that he wanted to he said, we've got to go and get this to put in your altar, because it'll be really, really important. And circumstances being what they were, it never happened. And then after reading your book, I thought, I can recover that crystal now. It isn't a moment yes. that's lost.
Absolutely. How amazing is that? We have reached to the most rare and amazing crystal vibrations just by using our thoughts and intentions. So that's really, really great to hear. Just draw it in.
So, you know, you were talking about you could place these, in your body, in your place of your home or your business. Do you have like if somebody listening, like a quick insight into how they can use an ethereal crystal and place it?
It explains it more extensively in the book, of course. But it's of course best to really, truly, fully understand it. But to get going immediately, it's purely by widening yourself, go within your heart, knowing exactly what it is that you need, because you have to be clear what it is that you want to manifest. And then you can just simply tune into that crystal that is in alignment with what it is that you want. So I have that inscription in the book as well, what ethereal crystal you can use for whatever specific manifestations that you're after. And then you draw it in and you place it. You can even say it, place, for example, clear quartz in my home, or place amethyst next to my bed. And know our intent, our life is built, is made from intention that it happens.
It's an amazing technique, because once you get to the heart of it, it's really quite direct, simple, and immediate.
Yes, so absolutely.
I really want to thank you for bringing that forward, because it really offers, a way for people just to cut through all the haze and the craziness that's been happening over, especially over the last number of years with people's health. I want to close this section of the Crystal Quest show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio, and we will return shortly.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck, because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, go to the services page, and just email happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly new moon crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. We are here with our special guest, Marie Della Nota, author of the new book, Ethereal Crystal Healing. We have been talking about her new book and concepts of what an ethereal crystal is. And Marie, because you are a crystal master teacher and a healer, I kind of wanted to sort of engage in a practical exercise or a practical meditation. Maybe you could kind of share with us a little bit about how you bring in an ethereal crystal, or kind of help guide us through a meditation that even the listeners could participate in.
Okay. Yes, I'm ready for that.
Yes. All right. So Marie, I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you and, you know, just guide us into the ethereal crystal healing realm.
Wonderful. So when you're ready, you can all take a deep breath in and out, feet nicely on the ground, and really sink into your heart. Because everything we do, working with ethereal crystals, comes from a beautiful, pure intention from the heart to give, to create, to receive. And now in your mind's eye, you can go like an arm length above your head, where you see a beautiful shining light, and we truly connect with the universe, the unlimited universe, where every single vibration lies, to create whatever it is you desire, because that's what it is to work with ethereal crystals. It's to create unlimited new possibilities. And from that point, visualize unlimited colors, crystals in all dimensional shapes and sizes. Something for everything, anything, anyone, everywhere, anywhere. And when you're ready, allow those shapes and sizes and colors and the unlimitedness of creation to come into that bright white light above your head. And then continue to draw it in directly down into your head, and it activates your knowing. You're just remembering of that unlimited creation. and then let it sink deeper down. All those colors, shapes, and sizes. Let's call it the unlimitedness of you. Down into your throat. To reactivate your wisdom. The wisdom you already have about creation. And let it sink deeper into your heart. And allow the energy to fill your heart. And see how it takes the shape of a diamond. The diamond contains every single bit of vibration of all ethereal crystals in its unlimitedness. And say to yourself, my deepest truth and that of others connects with my heart now and always. Perfect health, love, and abundance. Because that's what the core, the essence of life is. And what we can recreate working with the vibration of ethereal crystals. Now feel, really feel it in your heart, the unconditional love from the energy from that diamond, which contains the energy of all the ethereal crystals. And now let that vibration radiate out and fill up every cell in your physical body. And radiate out even further beyond the physical boundaries. See how it fills up every chakra, every organ, and every layer of your aura field. You have the power to connect with that energy at every single moment of every single day, to create and manifest all the good you desire. When you're ready, you can take a deep breath in and really feel your body. Take a deep breath out. Do that once more. And when you're ready, bring in that gorgeous vibration with you into your consciousness, you can open your eyes.
Marie, thank you for that beautiful meditation. I could really feel that.
You're welcome. That's wonderful.
So, Marie, I want to, we're kind of running out of time on this segment, but I just want to kind of reiterate that your book is published by Findhor Press and is available through Inner Traditions. And I assume it's available on most places where you can buy books online, too, in bookstores. What is the name of your website?
My website is mariedelanota.net.
Right, yes. Thank you very much, Marie, and thank you for closing that out with, you know, a beautiful meditation. We will take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the featured crystal of the month. You are listening to Crystal Quest on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.
John Dennis Govert, yogi, guru, and ordained Tibetan Lama, has been doing traditional astrology readings for over 40 years. He can help you manifest your own happiness and navigate the timing of the best periods for pursuing the opportunities available to you throughout the year. You can make informed choices. Get the support you need with your own astrology reading from John Dennis. Visit chintamanimatrix.com. Go to the services page. Email John Dennis directly to schedule your appointment. That's at chintamanimatrix.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
ChintamaniMatrix.com is your source for all the up-to-date things happening with crystals, crystal intention coaching, free guided videos on meditation programming and clearing crystals, and even a monthly New Moon Crystal blog to help you clarify and manifest intentions in the right way and at the right time. So visit ChintamaniMatrix.com, and while you're there, sign up for the mailing list so you can receive monthly crystal intention updates. That's ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
You've never read a crystal book like this one. Chintamani Crystal Matrix is Happy Hara and John Dennis Govert's new book, and it is filled with so much information it'll rock your crystal world. Discover how to intentionally use gemstones. Find out all about your own wish-fulfilling gem that can bring you your deepest desire directly into this world. But that's just the start. Get your copy of Chintamani Crystal Matrix at innertraditions.com or at amazon.com, or order it from fine bookstores everywhere. ChintamaniCrystalMatrix.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Okay, I know that you have heard about astrology, but what about using crystals and astrology together? Well, that exists. It's astrogemology, and you're in luck because Happy Hara does just that. Happy presents you with crystals, stones, and gems that align with your unique zones and planets in your natal astrology chart. But it's even better than that. She teaches you how to use them to empower your life. Set up your appointment today. Visit ChintamaniMatrix.com. Go to the services page and just email Happy. That's at ChintamaniMatrix.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Crystal Quest Show on HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio. And we are going to have a discussion about the crystal of the month that is connected to the 10th degree of Aquarius. And Aquarius, of course, is the sign that is ruled by the odd planet Uranus. It's considered a male air fixed sign, and it brings about a lot of sudden change, revolutionary innovation, sudden shifts, and it's actually connected to the 7-year cycle. Some people call the 7-year itch, because it has, it takes 7 years for it to go through a sign. And the, today's crystal is that's connected to that, which would be if you have any planet at this 10 degree Aquarius or any important part of your chart there, this will be important for you. It's a combination. It's sort of like an odd one, isn't it, Happy? It's ruby connected to kyanite.
Yes. It's called, in the industry, it's called ruby kyanite or ruby and kyanite. That's more like its trade name. It's a crystal that comes from India. I think that's the only place where it actually is gathered. But it's a very interesting combination. You know, whenever I see these kinds of combinations, I'm always thinking, nature is putting these two together for a reason. And I think it's a very practical and very powerful crystal. To me, crystals are very visual. They're beautiful. They have color. They have shape and form. And here we are talking about them on radio. And but I love the conversation we just had with Marie, because she really helped bring in this whole element of, like, connecting with the crystal, more etherically. And I kind of invite that kind of energy even in this moment, too. In case listeners don't know what kyanite looks like, its gemstone form can look like a blue sapphire. And, in fact, kyanite actually is an aluminum silicate, and blue sapphire is an aluminum oxide. So they do have the common theme of the element aluminum in common. So sometimes kyanite can be used even as an alternative crystal to blue sapphire. So we're definitely dealing with, you know, third eye consciousness, third eye awakening, wisdom, information. What I really like about kyanite is I've always felt like it's a bridge, a connector, a communicator. And if it were kind of placed at the third eye area or visualized at the third eye, think of it as like helping to connect or bridge the gap between the right and the left hemispheres of the brain. And if you can bring those two together in perfect unison, that is wisdom right there. So think of kyanite as bringing in wisdom. And then also placed kind of like at the throat chakra, or maybe even at the higher heart area, the area above the heart, which is the more subtle higher heart, it can make a bridge or a communication connection between, like, say, the third eye or the mind and the heart. And that right there is wisdom as well. So you can even, like, I've even done something like even thought about, like, a cross of kyanite bridging the mind, bridging the head and the heart. And you can actually lay down and lay kyanite in these areas or visualize them. Now, what's unique about this combination is now we're bringing in the power and the red energy of ruby. So I was just mentioning blue sapphire and how it's an aluminum oxide, but ruby is in the same family as all sapphires. In fact, one could even say rubies are red sapphires. They are aluminum oxide colored by chromium. And so when working with this, this crystal is combined. Like, it's like usually the matrix is very heavy in kyanite, like kind of like a dark blue or medium blue kyanite, and then there's like those like splotches of ruby are in there, like these splotches of red or reddish pink or purpley red. You know, it's like little splotches. And whenever these crystals like show up in readings, I'll show them to people, and I'll say, oh, those are rubies in there, and they're so shocked to learn that they never kind of thought of ruby being in a matrix like this with another crystal. And so then it's almost like the impression that people get when they learn this, like, oh, wow, there's, like, precious jewels embedded in here, and which I think is a good way of looking at them. But it's like, since ruby is an incredibly powerful first chakra stone, because the first chakra is red, it's the base of power, you know, the red energy, it's like our inner flame, you can use ruby to not just like re-energize that area, but also focus it and organize it. Say if you're high energy, but it's chaotic or unfocused, you can use ruby to bring it back into focus. So ruby is not just about power and energy; it's also focused power and energy because of its complex crystal form. It's all about
organizing, not just bringing in the power and the energy. So working with ruby at the first chakra, and then working with kyanite at the third eye chakra, the sixth chakra, really helps bridge the gap between our energy and our mind. And that's an important bridge to make. So I think nature really knew what it was doing when it put these two together. They actually have some symmetry because they're both based in aluminum. That's probably why they grow together. But then it's bringing together in many ways, one could even say that it's helping us to raise the kundalini up the spine. The ruby is focusing the energy, but then through the power of the mind or intentionality combined with the blue of the kyanite, it's actually raising that vibration right and into our higher consciousness.
Thank you very much. Happy for that description. If you want a greater description of it, you can also go to our blog, which is on chintamanimatrix.com, and follow the Crystal of the Month discussion. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the Crystal Quest Show today, and our special guest Marie de la Nota and the Crystal of the Month. I'm happy. You've been listening to HealthyLife.net, Positive Talk Radio.